The group of 20 nations have a consensus on which way they need to go in terms of currencies. That is the word from Canada's Finance Minister, Jim Flaherty. He spoke Friday just before the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors began their meeting here.
What we're trying to get to is an action plan that will avoid the temptation by some countries to protect their currencies in different ways.
None of the G20 members, he explained, wants to be confrontational or leave here without an agreement. Officials from host South Korea predict some progress will be made on resolving the currency issue. There are growing concerns that many nations may competitively depreciate their currencies to protect exports. Many economists, however, caution not to expect any sort of grand bargain similar to the 1985 Plaza Accord, which addressed the value of the U.S. dollar. Ahead of the G20 session, ministers of the G7 economies huddled. Canada's Flaherty, who chaired those talks, said there was a frank exchange of views at the informal meeting. China, as the number two economy, faces pressure to stop controlling its currency, which the United States, European Union, and Japan say is undervalued. The weakened U.S. dollar has prompted more money to pour into Asian currencies, where there is a better return on investment. But there are concerns that this flow of money could destabilize economies. But research fellow Jong Yong-shik at the Samsung Economic Research Institute in Seoul does not envision a unified Asian stance at this G20 meeting. Jong expects that Japan, as a highly developed country, will take a stance closer to that of the United States. South Korea and China, he explains, will be more sensitive to the appreciation of their own currencies. Japan's finance minister, Yoshiko Noda, earlier this month said South Korea's role as summit chair would be called into question if it repeatedly intervened to weaken its currency, the won. But Noda on Friday also rebuffed a U.S. proposal that all G20 nations agree on a target for current account balances to ease currency tensions. He called numerical targets unrealistic. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, in a letter to G20 members, urges countries running big trade surpluses, notably China, to change policies to boost domestic sources of growth and support global demand. At the same time, he says, countries that have trade and budget deficits, such as the U.S., should focus on sustainable policies to cut both. The meeting here, which ends Saturday, is to set the agenda for next month's G20 Leaders Summit in Seoul. Steve Herman, VOA News, Gwangju.